And welcome to the Sportscast, February 16th, 2018. We have another soccer cast this week. We had the first one was about football and basketball. We had a Champions League cast on Wednesday with David Hessel. And we got Andrew Evans. Andrew Evans is one of my old friends from Regent University. I graduated there in 09. And he works for CBN, and he is he's very sports knowledgeable, but especially when it comes to soccer. So, Andrew, welcome to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me, Santi. It's good to be here.
So, Andrew, what's your experience in soccer? Can you tell the audience?
Well, I'm more of a fan than I ever was a player, let's put it that way. But grew up with it, you know, from a very young age, kicking a ball around. Growing up in England, that's what you did every recess, every day. Whether we were out there playing, even in the cold and rain, which we don't do here in the U.S. very much, we tend to cancel those games, right?
Yeah.
So that's always been my background, and a huge fan from a young age. Got taken to my first game when I was 6, and every weekend, pretty much, I was at a game watching my beloved Burnley. So it's definitely in my blood. It's in my family's blood and probably in my grandfather's blood. So it goes back a long way.
Which, you know, can you tell the audience, in England, you know, soccer is pretty much the primary sport. It's you know, it's played when you...
Absolutely.
You play it in the streets. You play in the fields.
Yes. Everywhere you can play. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you got a couple of jackets, you put those down as posts and you just play. That's how I grew up. That's how it was. Yeah. Not as many facilities probably as there are here. More facilities here that are beautiful facilities. But, you know, we just used to play on any piece of grass or any... We played in the street because the grass was too wet a lot of the time. But, yeah. Kids play right where they live. And they don't even need to get on a bus or get in a car. They play right where they live, and that's normal.
Which is true. Yeah, which is interesting you say that. We do have infrastructure with soccer. You know, there's fields, and when I see people from, like, outside the country that come here and you know, visit, they're like, wow, you guys have amazing fields. These are really nice, but they're empty.
Yeah, a lot of the time. Well, in fact, my son plays here, and they don't even really like people playing on the fields unless, you know, they want to keep them good for the games, the scheduled games. So, I mean, we sometimes use them because they're really nice. But you're exactly right. They're empty, you know, 5-6 days of the week. And then Saturday, Sunday, they're being used. That's the sort of way our soccer industry is in the United States, you know.
Well,
you don't see so many people, kids playing. Maybe in inner city areas you might more. But that's certainly true in middle-class America, yeah.
Well, let's get into business. Our first topic is the Premier League. Manchester City is leading by 72 points, then followed by Man United with 56 points and Liverpool with 54. Andrew, how do you see the season so far?
It's a one-horse race, Santi, for the title. I've pretty much known since October. It's going to be really, really tough. The wheels were never going to come off this City machine. And it's not a machine that's not good to watch. It's a great team to watch. But it is a machine. They've absolutely killed it. And even the games they didn't win, you know, I think a little bit of tiredness has come in for them. But they're just so... Or they may miss, like, if a David Silva's missing, he's been such a great player. That's the only weakness they've got is, you know, maybe a injury or somebody missing. The only team, of course, that were better than them on the day was Liverpool. And, yeah, they're just miles ahead. They're going to win it by a mile. At least 15 points they'll win it by, I'm certain of it.
You think it's over by
now? So then you're looking at the chase. Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's never been a comeback as great as it would be, but they'd have to collapse, and they're not going to collapse. They're just too good. They don't mind conceding a few goals. They're not as worried about that as they are because they know they're going to score so many. So it would take something so catastrophic for them not to win it now. Yeah, I know you want a title race, Santi, but I don't think you're going to get one. It's all going to be about the top four. Yeah, it's just going to be about top four. And, of course, the bottom half is very interesting because there's still any three of probably 11 or 12 teams could get relegated. So that's really where it's going to get interesting. So there's certainly plenty to watch. And City are still great to watch, even if they are going to win it by a mile.
So it's become the battle for second place.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's going to intensify because, you know, obviously Champions League football means so much. I guess you could have the same scenario as last year where if Arsenal could pull out the Europa, they wouldn't need to finish top four and we'd have five teams from England again in the Champions League next year. I think there's a good chance of that. So, yeah, I mean, that's what it's all going to become about. I see that really getting closer because, you know, Spurs are playing well, Liverpool are playing well, United to me are not playing consistently well. So there could be some movement in those positions. I think 2, 3, 4, 5 is still a lot to play for.
What do you think about regulation? Do you think there's one certain team that is for certain going to be regulated, or do you think it's wide open?
I think it's kind of open. I mean,
we got Huddersfield at 27. We got Southampton with 26.
Yeah.
Stoke with 25, and West Brom with 20 points.
Well, I mean, if you're going to stick your neck out, you'd probably say West Brom are not getting the wins they need to start getting, and they're going to have to go on a great run. Now, Pardew's done that before for teams. They look to me, I'd be worried if I was a West Brom or Stoke fan because they're not playing great. They're pulling a win out here and there, but you know what? Palace went on a great run. Bournemouth have been on a good run. So there's a lot of teams down there showing life. It's really hard to say. There's not really three teams that look doomed to me right now. Swansea, they've been on a great run. So, I mean, Burnley have been on one of the worst runs, and we're still in, what, seventh or eighth? I'm glad we got the points in the bag because I'd be worried if we were only on 30 points right now. I don't know. If you're asking for a prediction, I'd say probably Stoke and West Brom look vulnerable to me. And maybe Southampton. I've been surprised how they've struggled this year. Thought they would do much better than they have. And that's three established Premier League teams.
Yeah. Right now, Burnley is sitting at seventh place with 36 points. Where do you think they'll end up by the end, of the season?
Yeah, that's tough. I'd say 44, maybe 45. Just feels like we're on a bit of a slow run. We have had a lot of injuries. I've told you that. It started to have an effect. Some of our more creative players, DeFore, Brady. We're missing Wood, who I still think is going to end up being a really good Premier League striker. I think he could be back for our next game next weekend. But it's been tough. I mean, we really need to get a couple of wins in just to boost the, you know, and hopefully have a better end to the season. We don't have to play many of the top teams. That's the good thing. We've played most of them twice. So we've got to go to Arsenal. I think we've got Chelsea at home. But we've played all the others twice, so you got to get 40 points, Santiago. Got to get 40. It's going to be for a high threshold this year.
If you were a Premier League technician or a statistician, would you say that you have to get the most points during the first half of the season?
Yeah, I would say that. I definitely would. I think that's been certainly true for a club like Burnley. You know, everybody was really impressed. I always remember Hull City one year. They had like 27 points, and they just stayed up on the last day. They had 27 points at the halfway stage, and then they just stayed up. They only won like one game after Christmas. So it can happen, you know. It's a tough league, and it's unforgiving. So, yeah, you definitely want to get loaded up on points first half of the season.
Premier League is the best league in Europe. And speaking of Europe, the English clubs are doing well in the Premier League. Juventus and Tottenham drew 2-2. Liverpool beat Porto 5-0. And Chelsea is going to play Barcelona next week. So what do you think about the English clubs' presentation in Europe?
Well, it's been interesting, pretty impressive, I'd say. After a few years of not being so great, you know, haven't won it for a few years. Haven't even been in a final for a few years. You know, having all those five teams and they're all, well, we don't know. United still got, and Chelsea got to play. I think Chelsea might struggle. They've got to play Barca, right?
Correct. Yeah, they play them the other, on Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday or Tuesday. Tuesday they're playing.
Well, City and Liverpool are looking really good. I mean, they didn't. They had easy-ish draws, but they're looking good. I could see four of those teams going through, and then you're going to possibly get an English club meeting, an English club in the quarterfinals, which would be interesting. It would definitely happen if five of them get through, of course. So I think it's better, and I think we've got a great chance of seeing an English club win this time. I'd say City would be my favorite, especially if they've got the league wrapped up in, like, March. I think Liverpool are also a dark horse. They're playing really well, attacking-wise. But I still look at Real and Barca, and you've got so much experience there. I'm really impressed with Real the other night against Paris. So it's wide open. It's wide open. There's five or six teams could win the Champions League this year, which... make that four teams, because Paris can't go through if Real go through, of course. So, yeah.
Which Spanish club? England,
it's a guarantee an English club will win it, though.
No. Which Spanish club would you not face if you were an English club, Barcelona or Real Madrid?
Tough question. I don't know. I feel like Real are saving themselves a bit for the Champions League. Because they've not had a great season, but they looked good the other night, I thought. And then Barca, you never know. I would say I'd maybe prefer to meet Barca. I mean, they got knocked out of the Champions League last year, what, in the semis or the quarters, and they didn't play well. Whereas Real were just strong in every game. So maybe Real would be the one I'd want to avoid. I think they've got a lot to prove this year. They're a bit of a animal, if you will. Could be an interesting I think they've got a good chance of winning it again. I think it's them or City for me.
And Manchester United faces Sevilla on February 21st.
Well, United to me are just so unpredictable this year. I've not done well predicting them at all. I would say you would expect them over two legs to beat Sevilla. I mean, I think Mourinho showed his nous in Europe last year with Europa, even though it's obviously second rate compared to the Champions League. You know what? I wouldn't rule United out. Mourinho has worked miracles in the Champions League before, twice, right?
Yeah.
So he's probably focusing on this. He knows the league's over. I wouldn't count him out.
You think Mourinho is thinking about that? You think he thinks the league's over?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think so, too.
It's out of his hands, so it's... Yeah. So, you know, he's thinking about this. This is what he's targeting, and he's not going to say that. He's not going to broadcast that, but...
What if Man United wins the Champions League and Man City wins the league?
Well...
Who's a better coach?
In terms of Mourinho?
Who's a better coach?
Guardiola, by far. Guardiola.
I would think Mourinho has more leverage. You won Europe.
Oh yeah, he'll spin it. He'll spin it that he's performed the bigger miracle, you know. But and it would be a pretty impressive thing to pull out the bag if United could win the Champions League this season of all. It would definitely give him a couple of years more favor for sure. The United fans would love it, but.
That probably the best, probably the best storyline I've seen in a while.
I think it would be, and he's done that kind of thing before. But I just think the standards keep getting raised, and you know, City are good. That'll be a tough City United final would be interesting, wouldn't it?
It would. Can it happen? Yeah, I mean, it could because you know these draws are random. So
the draws random, and that's what I had to predict. This because of that, you know, because of the draws. I mean, Paris and Real, I would put those in the final four, and they play each other in the last 16. So that's right. The thing. But City have been getting good draws every round in the FA Cup and in the Champions League. They've always seemed to pull out the weakest team. So that's helped them. They have had some luck in the draw. But over two legs, anything's possible, you know. Anything's possible.
Okay.
You know, De Bruyne injury, you wouldn't want to see that. But, an injury to a key player can make a huge difference too. So it's not. That's what makes it so hard to predict. It's why we love soccer. Football, I should say.
Well, this is an American show, so you got to say soccer.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Okay, predictions for this weekend, FA Cup, Leicester City versus Sheffield.
I'm just going to go with Leicester. I actually had to look at the fixtures right before the call because that's how much interest I've had in the FA Cup this year since we got knocked out. But, Leicester should win.
Chelsea versus
Sheffield Hull. United focusing on promotion. Chelsea.
Sheffield versus Swansea.
Is that Wednesday? Yeah.
Yeah, Sheffield Wednesday. Yeah, correct.
Ooh, so that's Carvalho. Is it Carvalho going back to Sheffield Wednesday? I might tip Swansea there. They're on a good run.
Okay. West Brom versus Southampton.
You know the coach has got...
Go ahead.
The coach is going back to his old team there, right?
Yeah, so there's a storyline there.
The Swansea coach. Yeah. So what was the next one? West Brom, Southampton?
Yeah, who you have for that?
Wow, that's a relegation game right there. I'll go for West Brom.
Brighton, Coventry.
Brighton.
Why?
Premier versus League Two. It might be close though. Coventry's done pretty well, haven't they? And they're doing better in the league. They're near the top, I think. I'll go for Brighton though.
Huddersfield Town versus Man United.
I gotta go with United. I just don't think they can afford to lose that game.
Didn't Huddersfield beat Man United during the season?
Yeah, they lost there in the league. I think United will win. I think Huddersfield can't afford to throw too much in that game because they've got to get out of the relegation trouble. But you never know. I won't be surprised the way United have been, but I think United will win.
Did you know Huddersfield's manager is American?
I thought he was German.
He's German-American, but he does have American passport.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I still hope United wins.
And for Sunday, Rochdale versus Tottenham.
Oh, wow. That's the romance of the FA Cup. It's got to be Tottenham. Though they made the big heavy weather out of Newport, I think Tottenham will win. Yeah. No shocks.
Monday Night Football, Wigan versus Man City.
No shocks. Okay. I'll go for an away win. 2-0 or 3-0, they might put the reserves on second half.
Okay, random questions. How do you have your pancakes?
Pancakes. I like whole grain, chocolate chips, blueberries, raspberries, and cream, something like that.
All in one?
Some kind of mixture. I like blueberries in pancakes, too. Like chocolate chips and pancakes, so it's got all those components somewhere.
How much can you bench?
Oh, how many reps?
One.
One rep, probably. Oh, right now, maybe 150. Dad.
And what is your favorite mustard?
I gotta say French. Can I like something French?
And can France win the World Cup?
Yeah. I don't think they will, but they're in the top six right now, I'd say. It is pretty open this time.
This World Cup coming up, I mean, are you looking forward to it? Or are you just, you know, it's just another World Cup that England will never do anything?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a little bit of outlier, you know, in Russia. That's a pretty neutral venue if there ever was one, you know. And there's a lot of good teams. I mean, when they were doing the draw, I'm like, wow, there's probably like six six teams could win this. Usually, it's, you know, it's going to be two or three. It's a little bit anticlimax, you know, it's Argentina, Germany, or Germany, Brazil, or Brazil. You know, it's the same three or four. This could be a little different. Oh. Hey, when are the stickers coming out?
We need to get into our Panini. Oh, the Panini stickers will come out in March, next month.
I'm looking forward to that. I always collect them, and then I got a 14-year-old son, as you know, so.
So you're going to do two albums?
No. No, not doing two albums.
What I do is I buy the album and I buy the whole sticker box because you have a better chance to finish it off.
Yeah, that's the way to go. And then you can just go at it in one big session, right?
Yeah.
And do you go to swap fairs and stuff?
Yeah, there's a couple of places down here that, you know, they just swap. You can sell, you can trade. I don't know, some people give, you know, 10 cents per sticker if you don't have it. I mean, I think it's okay.
Yeah. That's the free market, Santi.
Or trade five stickers for, like, one, which is probably a sticker that, you know, like Ronaldo or something that you can't find.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely do that. That always gets you in the mood, right? And then, I don't know what's the timing going to be like on the games? Because that's 9 hours ahead of us?
It's going to be early morning. I think the late game's at 12, maybe 2 o'clock. So it's going to be during the work hours. So it's going to be.
Right.
I mean, I can watch it because I'm a business owner and I have a TV here, but, you know, it won't be the same. But
you'll be watching it.
I'll be not, you know, looking up and down. But this will be the last World Cup with Ronaldo, Messi.
True.
So it should be a good one.
Yeah, you see, the stories like that in this one, too. I mean, there's going to be a lot of teams that people are going to want to watch. But your original point about England, I mean, I think it's almost got to the point now for England where there's no expectation. There was always so much, and then in some ways, that's better to watch because you're not. But then in the Euros, I mean, we were just so embarrassing. I look at the talent and how well people like Sterling are playing, Kane's playing, a few others. Cal Walker. We should be a better team. But there won't be an expectation, though, for us. On paper, we could.
They do play in the best league in the world, right? and you got a... Ollie Dele Alli, I mean, but if you have conversation about Andy Carroll joining the squad, forget it.
Well, Ben, me and Tarkovsky need to be the center backs, and we'll go far. That's what I say.
England has Belgium.
Don't take John Stones.
Belgium, Panama, and Tunisia. So.
Right. We're in with Belgium?
Yeah.
Forgot that.
The golden generation that hasn't won anything.
Yeah. Well, talk about on paper. They're a great team on paper. They're in the best top four on paper, aren't they? On FIFA, I'm sure they are. If you play FIFA, I bet they're in the top four on the score or whatever. So,
I think the best Belgium team I saw was the 2002 Belgium team. But they lost against Brazil in the first knockout round. I think 94 they were pretty good too, like mid late 90s, but this team is
86 they came 86 they got to the semis.
Yeah, they did.
In Mexico.
I think
that was a good team. It didn't change very much for a long time.
Yeah, which they lost against Argentina, I think.
Maradona scored two great goals in that game, but no one ever, you know, remembered them like the one he got against England. But he scored two great goals in that game, too.
Only two games people remember was the England game and the Germany game. That's it.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry to curse on the call and mention Maradona, but I had to do it.
England's favorite foreigner. Well, Andrew, thanks for coming on the show. Yeah. How can people reach you?
Oh, they can reach me on Facebook. They can reach me on... That's it.
You just joined Instagram, I think, not too long ago.
Yes. I'm on Instagram, too. But I can't even tell you what my name is on there. My son's signing me up. But I'm getting more visible, so thanks for having me on. I'd love to do it again sometime.
Yeah, no problem. You'd be welcome back.
Maybe we should make it.
Yeah. We'll
make it a monthly slot.
Yeah. Or we could talk after the Seville and Man United game. I don't know.
Okay.
All right,
maybe.
Mate. Have a great day. God bless.
I'd look forward to it. Yeah, enjoy sunny Florida. Talk to you soon.
Will do. Bye.
All right.